deceived and thinking that they are God, and that they can hurt others and kill others. And there's a battle for truth today. And as believers, we have the truth, but we must grow in the truth. I want to talk about that tonight. Amen. Everybody say truth.
Amen.
Search for it. And the title of this message is Truth or Consequences. Now, when I was growing up, I used to watch that with my dad. I remember that, Truth or Consequences. Amen. And how about the other program, To Tell the Truth? That was really good. It was in black and white. They'd have three men up there. They all, would say there was a certain man that did it, or a woman, and women, and find out at the end which one it was. I love trying to guess. Some of them were very hard to guess who was the right one. And today, for most people, we don't totally understand that there is a magnificent battle happening for truth. And the thing about truth, most people don't realize there are consequences if I don't do the truth. There are consequences if I do the truth. Because God is truth. And Paul said in Romans that they changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped the creation more than the Creator. And we're living in a time where people don't think there's any consequences if they don't do the truth. But as the Spirit of truth is in us, He's always yearning in us to remove any deceit out of our own life. There's no one in here, I doubt, since you've been a Christian, you've never lied. Or maybe not outright lie, but maybe a false appearance. You see, lying and false appearance, there's so much part of our sinful DNA. But it's not always easy standing for the truth. It costs you something. I want to talk about truth or consequences tonight. And I wrote this down. Truth is not open to interpretation. Truth is absolute. To many people, truth is abstract, defined by situational ethics. Their standard for truth is their own personal opinion, philosophy, preferences, or desires. Wow. Go back to the Old Testament with Achan, remember? God told them, you're going to go spoil the city, but don't touch anything, don't take anything. Now, Achan's personal opinion of God's truth, his command, was optional. Well, God's not going to be upset and take a few coats and a couple dollars here and there. God, see, his concept of truth, he didn't have the truth that God meant what he said and said what he meant. You see, the establishment of our own character is based on how truthful we are. If we're not truthful, we have a character issue. God wants us to be truthful in every area, and this too, we have to grow in that. We should never say something that's not truthful from our heart, either to please man or to appear in a certain spiritual thing, a spiritual aura that we really don't believe or we're not in agreement with. We should never be something we are not. Come on, I need a better amen than that.
Amen.
You see, the problem with us in that area is we don't think there's consequences. Now, you might not see these big outward consequences, but to God, He's hearing, because the prophet said He hears us in our bedroom. He hears if I'm really being truthful or not. Yikes. I love this verse, Proverbs 23:23. This is one of those verses you should memorize. Buy the truth and sell it not. Wisdom, instruction, and understanding. Father, bless your word tonight. Help us all to just be more truthful. In Jesus' name, amen. Buy the truth. What does that mean? That means I have to esteem it to exchange something for it. Well, remember this, friend. The only thing I can exchange for truth is lies. The only thing I can exchange for truth is the reality that I might not be walking in all of the truth. All the truth will set you free, but many times it'll make you miserable first. We must have the right truth about God, about others, and about ourselves. Many times, because we still have weaknesses or different things, we try to cover them up in front of people, and I understand that you don't tell it all and you don't just reveal everything. But the reality is, if I'm going to be truthful in an area, I need to get it and don't sell it. Yeah. How would you sell it? Well, we sell it by hearing it and then not doing it. We hear it, message, word, but we don't do it. Husband, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. Pastor, that was a message. I needed that as a man and a husband. Well, then how did you treat your dear wife on Monday? You see, we sell it real quick. Monday's probably the biggest day we sell the truth we heard on Sunday. How do I keep it? I got to start doing it. I might not even be perfect at doing it, but I'm taking a step there. That's why every message I hear is crucial. Because it's building a truth in us that God can honor. God will not honor anything that's not truthful. By the truth, it means to obtain, to possess. Truth is so important, we should be willing to pay any price to obtain it and refuse to sell it for any price. See, our problem is we're not perfect. The problem is we have not totally apprehended, like Paul said. But he did say this: I've got to forget those things. I've got to reach forward to be truthful. Amen. Acts 5:1. Oh, we're going to talk about some people that lied and the consequences of that. This is New Testament. Acts 5, verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold the possession, kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not thy own? And after it was sold, was it not of thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? This is the next part. All of us should fear God about lying or deception. You've not lied to men. You've lied to God. Wowzer. There's got to stop right there and say wowzer. I don't know if that's a word. But this New Testament, Garth, this New Testament stuff here. We emphasize on the money. Well, they didn't. God emphasized you lied. Can I just say this? The love of money is the highway of lying and deception. It grieves me when I have to watch 20 commercials about betting on sports things. Where are we at? As a state, never used to allow it. Now it's betting, and they want to build this big casino and all that. And we'll have jobs, yeah. But how about the wrecked lives of gambling, the wrecked lives of booze and prostitution? You see, it's all a lie. It's a lie because the emphasis is on making man, you know, puffed up and had all of his dreams and what he wants rather than helping the poor, helping God's people. That was not lied unto man, but unto God. And bam, he died. God's mercy said, you know what, I'll give her a chance to confess. And she did, and she died. Yikes. Wowzer. Pastor, you think if I come in, I forgot to pay my tithes, or I didn't pay it that week, I'm going to drop dead. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about lying. How long can you stay married if you lie? How long? 5 minutes? 10 minutes, maybe? 1 minute? I don't know why, I think I have no part in a lie. You lionize, what's that song? God looks up, he looks down, we look up. God looks down on us, and, you know, he wants to see himself in us. I really, truly can't love like God if I really don't love the truth. Because it can be some emotional, affectionate type of love based on human passion and desire rather than a patient, kind love. See, one of the symptoms of not loving truth is mistreating people. Mistreating people and assassinating their character and talking about them is a sign I'm living a lie, honey. I'm living a lie. Because that ain't God, and because it's not God, it's not truth, it's a lie. See, we don't think there's consequences. But how many know, let your words be few on the earth, the Bible says. And the words that are few, let them be truthful. Speak the truth in love. You can't be Moses and throw the Ten Commandments down, the truth, you rebels. God never told them to do that. But at the same time, passivity. And just floating down the river like a dead fish, when there's a situation you can speak the truth in love. See, the Bible says be angry and sin not. It doesn't say don't be angry, just be angry at unrighteous things. But don't direct that at a person. Put love with that and try to help that person. The servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle with all men, apt to teach, patient, instructing those that oppose themselves, that are taken captive by the devil at his will. See, it's the love of God and the truth coming together that helps people. Yeah. Writing people off, talking about them, the needs, whatever, hurting them. Guess what? That's not love. And what it is, it's also a form of deception that you can get away with that. But God, you know, we don't get away with anything with our God. Not that he comes in the Old Testament to open the ground, but he will withhold things from us until we repent. I don't want to live a lie. I've had to face things in me I didn't even know was there until I got there. I had to face things in me I didn't even know until I had to start dealing with people on what basis because I was a pastor. I didn't even realize sometimes how rude I was. I didn't even realize sometimes how impatient I was with people. I've got problems. I'm going to take your problem too. Years ago, I didn't have to deal with them. He said, listen, this ain't about you, is it? No. Don't you realize as you refresh others, I'll change you? Yeah. Get out of your little thing. Yeah. Don't be deceived. I didn't create you to be like that. Not lying to the men, but unto God. See, truth is invaluable. Should be an is and an in. How about this? A doctor can't treat illness until he knows the truth about the illness. How many of you ever thought, you know, you were just dying? This was it. It's over. Goodbye. You go to the doctor and goes, oh, you got a little cold. Here's some acid. Oh, I just know I got cancer. I just know I got this. I just know. You go there and the doctor says, no, the truth is, you know. Aren't you glad that someone can tell you the truth? I said, aren't you glad someone can tell you the truth? We don't always know the truth. How about this? The court can't deliver justice if the witness does not tell the truth. Called perjury. Lying. Like the old Perry Masons. Watch. Figure out who it's going to be. One thing I like about it is they don't tell you right at the beginning, then they introduce 20 other people to try to complicate it. Sometimes I get through it. See, some of the other, like Columbo and Monk, right at the beginning, you know, but I don't want to know. I like to try to figure it out. In the last 3 minutes, they tell you, oh yeah, sometimes I know, sometimes I don't. But the point is, they have so many people up there on the witness stand lying. But he gets to the truth. God gets to the truth. God will get to the truth. The Holy Spirit, well, why is he doing that? He's just trying to make us like Jesus. He's trying to promote us. How many believe God wants to promote you? How many believe that he's not going to do it if the Holy Spirit deals with me so, but I put it off? Marriage problems will build without any solution in sight if we refuse to admit the truth. Come on, ladies. Come on, guys. Sometimes, ladies, I like to spend a lot of money. Sometimes, men, you like to do your entertainment and forget your wife and kids. Sometimes, men are closer to their male friends than their wife. Danger, recipe for disaster. Sometimes, wives are closer to their girlfriends than to their husband. Friendship, danger. That's not true. God says when a man, he's going to leave his mother and father, cling to his wife.
Right.
And there's time for all that other stuff.
Right.
But we cannot live in this fantasy world and think it's still going to work out.
Right.
It's not either or, it's only one.
Right.
And getting our conformity, getting our life, our habits, getting our thoughts lined up to a unity of how God thinks takes the word. And it takes the hammer and the fire and love and mercy. And one day, there will be no lioness, no deception, nothing. And I say, well, I've already arrived. Well, come on up and finish the message, please. Someone said this, above all, to thine own self be true. It must follow as the night and day. You cannot then be false to it. Amen. One of the reasons I married Debbie is because I've never met a more truthful person on the earth. She'll tell you the truth. She'll tell me the truth. I just don't know a more truthful person than my wife. If she says she loves you, she loves you. If there's a problem, because there's something, there's a problem. She's not making it up. That's why I married her. So when she married me, I was on my way to that. I mean, I was coming, you know. Not that I was a liar, but I'd tell the truth. I might say something because I didn't want her to get upset. Well, I couldn't, you know. I didn't want her to explode. But then I realized if I didn't, when it really came out, she wouldn't really explode. So it's either a little explosion or the big explosion. But that helped me. This woman tells the truth. And I learned from that. You know, I learned.
Amen.
Not that I didn't want to tell the truth. But I was great. I was raised in a family that man, not only were we know-it-alls, not only was it a prejudiced family, but we talked about everybody. Which is a sign of deception. I mean, we talk about the commercial on the TV or the guy was in a movie while he was in another movie. You have no idea about where I came. Wasn't it truth? They love anyway. Be true to your own self.
Yeah.
Now, who's the father of lies? The devil. John 8:44. You are of your father, the devil. Now, you would think if you were in that crowd and Jesus said that, wouldn't you start thinking? The Son of God standing there says, "You're of the father, your father, the devil." I go, "Oh boy, that's not real good." And the desires of your father you want to do. And he says, I'll tell you what, this is the truth about him. He was a murderer from the beginning. Who do you think got Cain to kill Abel? But see, the devil had to lie to him first before he murdered him. He lied to him, what? Lied to him to think that he had the right to take his brother's life. That was a lie he believed. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he's a liar, father of it. How many people have listened to his lies? Oh, you know, just because you drink a bottle of gin every other day. You know, just because they legal marijuana, you know. I saw that on a video. Just I'm going to run down there. It's going to affect me. So you walk into the store like this. You have to give me a $20 bag. I mean, give me a... And then 3 weeks later, hey, dude, can I get a $20 bag again, man? Are you kidding me? Your brain don't want that stuff in there. How about stuff? I ain't gonna hurt me. Really? Why don't you talk to your, ask your lungs what they think about all that? Why don't you ask your blood and liver? Yeah. We had a thing about 10 years ago with sipping sins. Pastors got into that. I know a pastor, he was invited out somewhere. They all the pastors went out, they all in a bar, all having beers. And saved pastors. Well, we're free. Sure, we're free. Number one, that's not being an example. Number two, your liver produces this toxin when you drink alcohol to combat the alcohol. And after a period of years, it causes the liver to be hardened, cirrhosis of the liver. Yeah. So if you drink, you can bring that bottle right up here to this altar right now. And if you're smoking, 20 pound bag, you bring that up here right now. And if you're smoking cigars, no, we're not condemning you, we're just trying to help you, scrolling right up here. All right? That was not in the notes, so just keep smiling. I mean, you know. John 8:32, you shall know the truth. Truth and section. We're only free by the truth. See, I understand about deliverance ministry. I've cast devils. I understand about chains being broken. I understand about breakthrough anointings, breaker anointings, but let me tell you something. When all that's done at the altar, if I don't get up, whether I was saying, if I don't get up and make a resolve that I'm going to walk in a greater truth, that thing will come back sevenfold. We need the balance. We need the power of God. And guess what? When I get back up, I've got a deal. I've got some issues. Something bound me. There was an issue that got me there. Okay, and I believe the anointing can break the initial pull over it. But if my mind isn't transformed with thoughts, I can drift back into that thing and be set enough. Got to know the truth. You'll set us free. Don't we believe we need to be free? Let's talk about the truth about ourselves. I challenge you tomorrow morning. Look in the mirror. Say, Holy Spirit, is there anything in that's not true? Are there people that I avoid because I don't like? Are there people I talk about because I feel I have to be right? Have I covered up my unfriendliness with I just swear? Then I covered up my foolishness with just I'm a happy person all the time. Have I covered up my waste of time and my lack of passion for God, His house, and His Word because, you know, I've basically arrived as a saint? What's the truth? You know, we don't pray that much. Pray for countries and people. Lord, show me the truth. See, David, he was in a fantasy world for a year. David, you had 10 wives. You really needed another one. David, you really premature murder, premeditated. But for a year, didn't bother him. And they didn't profit him. It was a man that had a special little lamb. That's all he had. He was poor. And the rich man came and took it. Because that man should restore, he should be killed and restore fourfold. Nathan said, David, you're the man. See, that's where the saying came from. You're the man. Now you know, you're the man. And when that truth hit his heart, he repented. And he said this statement in Psalm 51, thou desirest truth in the as we close, let's talk about the good consequences of truth. Number one, truth will order your life according to the will of God. Truth brings order. Somebody says, oh, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, I don't know where to go, I don't know who to marry, I don't know this, I don't know that. Truth, if you stay in the truth, you will get to where you're supposed to be. It's when I get out of truth. Take, for example, people that worry, when they're having sex every night and they're not married. Now you're not in love, that's not truth, and God's not guiding you, and you're going to be heartbroken because of that man violated you before you were married. Guess what? He's going to violate you after you're married by being unfaithful. See, the truth causes order to come in. Second thing truth does, truth aligns me with revelation knowledge from the Word of God. We all need more revelation than the Word of God. Truth keeps me. And the third thing truth does, it causes the armor of God to function right. We can have all the rest of the armor on. If I don't have the belt of truth, I don't have that truth, I'm not ready for no battle. What's the truth, Lord? It's the truth. How many believe that God's changed you a lot since you first came at all? You're here today because you accept the truth. There's some people that left God, left the church, and they weren't embracing truth. Oh, they might have been hurt. They might have think this. The preacher didn't preach right. They didn't have crackers for the kids. Blah, 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 blah. But the reality, the truth is, those things were more important than their commitment to Christ and the kingdom of God. Okay. Well, God loves that. God forgives that. We've all missed it. But at 65, I don't have time to make major tactical errors like that.
Right.
What's the truth? I love Rocky 3. We're on the shore there. Rocky's just giving up. His wife gets in his face. What's the truth? I'm not going to say the next word. What's the truth?
Adrian, what's the truth? Afraid, all right? Afraid, Adrian.
It's all right to be afraid.
No, not for me, it's not.
He finally said the truth. Isn't it interesting? Because he wouldn't say the truth, he couldn't go on with Apollo Creed and the workout. But once he said the truth, man, the next day he's in there, they're playing the Rocky theme again. Eyes of the Tiger, Rock, Eyes of the Tiger. But it's after he admitted the truth. What's stopping you and I from being the warrior of God? Is there something in my life not truthful? And it can't be, I'm not saying some big truthful things. Some little truth, but little lies are big lies, God said. And God still loves. It's amazing God still loves us. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of what? Truth. Not only does He comfort us, gives us prophecies, but also truth. I want to be free, honey. Not because of a preacher, I want the abundant life. Jesus paid for my abundant life here. Is it without trials? No. But I want to be free with truth. So the fourth thing about truth, it helps you navigate through troubled waters. Many pilots in storms and darkness had to use their instruments. They couldn't rely on what they saw. It's called being instrument certified. Tragic plane crash with John Kennedy was not instrument rated. He went out, clouds came in, night came in. Then they say, because of vertical, certain things you can't tell if you're upside down or not. And they think what he thought was the ocean was the sky. What's the truth, man? Why did Peter say there would be shipwrecked saints? Where was their focus? Were they looking to the lighthouse? Were they thinking, I'm too mature as a Christian to hit the rocks? Right. I've found out in my life, I have to be more accurate at this point in my life. What I did 20 years ago or 10 years ago, things I let in and people I let in, they're going to be more focused because you and I don't need our focus anymore. Like I said, I married this beautiful angel. She wouldn't lie. People can't trust us if they feel that we're lying. We're putting on something that false witness or if you look at the churches that are growing in America, kind of been a shift in the last 30, 40 years. Most of the pastors are as real as mom's apple pie. It's real. Not trying to be a preacher, not trying to be real. Judging people is a lie. I have the right to be judged so I want judged. Are you searching for truth? I am. If you are, let's stand tonight. Heavenly Father, all of us are on this journey together. How far you've brought us. Some came from families that had no parents, some families that were not Christians, some were raised in church. We've all come so far. Help us to replace any faults with truth. Embrace truth. When Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth. Help us be real. Help the atmosphere of this church be so conducive to the presence of God that people won't even want to go home. We believe we're close. We believe we're getting together. Let us be a place of honesty and truthfulness, integrity and righteousness in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord.